This is Deborah Hebert, Director of the Harvey County Historical Museum. It is February 24th, and this is part of the Azteca Dancers Project.
Okay, this is Crystal Oster. That's CrystaL. Last name Oster, Oster.
Okay, can you tell me how you're connected with the Azteca Dance Troupe?
I was teaching Spanish at the high school and was friends with Patrice. And Patrice had commented that when she was in high school, she was involved in a dance troupe. And that she would like to get one started. And I said, I don't dance, but I'm more than willing to help you out. I can help with costumes. I can help with music, getting it on and off. I can be there for practices. I can help with transportation. And that as long as you and other persons you know and can do the instructing. And so we decided to start it out and try it. And she had some of her nieces and nephews and their friends. And at that time, when we first started, my son was like 5 or 6 years old, and her niece was the same age. And with the high school kids, then between songs, sometimes we had the two of them do a little dance that really intrigued the kids. But that's how kind of we got started. She had the idea, and I said I'd help her out. And so years later, we were still doing that. I finished working with Azteca in 2011. I got married, and my husband got a contract in Charleston, South Carolina. So I resigned, and from then on, Patrice and her sister took over and worked with them.
Oh, thank you. What do you think was your learning experience from working with Azteca? What did you benefit out of doing that?
Oh, my. I love Latin music, and so I learned a lot of the different styles of music, the different areas of Mexico, and where the different types of music that come out of those different areas, and different styles of dancing, and the reasoning behind it. We did a lot of research. So that before dance sets, one of us could give the audience kind of a preview of what they're going to see from what region of Mexico, and what to look for, and why the outfits were different, and reasoning behind the difference in hats, different in shoes, the different color of clothing, whether it was white or multicolored, or some of the embroidery and different things of the different things. And so for me, not only did I learn more about music and dance, but I also, it was an opportunity for me to encourage the kids in this community, the Latin, the Hispanic kids, to have something that they could be proud of. A lot of them, when we first started out, there weren't a lot of the Hispanic kids involved in sports. They weren't involved in extracurricular clubs or activities. And there wasn't anything for their parents and grandparents and people to come and see them do and be proud of them. And so it has been, from a small start to us being booked every month, several times a month, clear as far as, all across the state of traveling with these kids and performing at festivals and for schools and for, different inauguration, different events, to even private persons hiring us for their own special parties and stuff. But it's been wonderful to see the kids start out, some of them as klutzy and awkward, but wanting to do this, and the encouragement and stuff. And I think it gave the kids some teamwork also. And we've gone from, at the beginning, we had a lot of parents that didn't want the guys involved because they said it was a gay thing for the guys to be dancing. And going from that to now, it is seen as another form of your culture and your heritage. And it's something that's respected at the high school, The kids now are more than willing to get their outfits on and walk the halls, before a performance, and are proud of letting other people know, what they're doing.
So it sounds like a big benefit has been changing some attitudes within the Hispanic community that this is an okay thing. And that's one thing that the kids shared when I interviewed the current dancers is they wanted to do it to learn more about their cultural heritage and to share that with people.
And that sharing has really shown, because over the years we've had not just Hispanic kids, we've had Asian kids, we've had African-American kids, we have had, some of the blonde, girls and guys in there that, and to have been able to go and do a performance and for Hispanics to see these kids that are obviously not Hispanic doing a phenomenal job. We've had some beautiful dancers that, help with other. And so it's, been a good thing. It's also been a good thing for a lot of these young people to learn some responsibility. To know that they had to be at practice or they couldn't perform. They had to show up for these performances. They had to be there, when we said we were leaving, they had to prepare for rides at a time to get them up to the high school for us to leave. They had to make those kind of arrangements and commitments. And for a lot of them, that was a learning experience. And that discipline also of having to show up and, to work at something that maybe wasn't first something that they were good at right at the beginning. And so, being able to, it's been a wonderful thing to see the kids at the high school level and to see younger brothers and sisters come up and look forward to being a part of that, to the little cousins and stuff, that's what I'm going to say is it's been good in a number of different levels.
You said you helped with costumes at the beginning, and I know Patrice said that originally you guys were making all your own costuming until you got to the point where you could buy it in. Talk about that a little bit. How challenging was that, or was that something that you enjoyed? Or
well, I sew, and I enjoy sewing in that. And we also had grandmothers and moms that also made outfits for their own daughters or their granddaughters. And so at the beginning, we had just some basic, the red, white, and green from the flag. And so we pulled together, red skirts and green skirts and white blouses and the guys with black pants and white shirts. And we just did minor tweaks and adjustments, for costuming until, like Patrice said, we were financially had stock money from, performances and stuff to be able to do things. But I did sewing of a lot of the girls' bloomers. We needed a wide variety of sizes. We found we wanted them longer, to cover up. And slips just, didn't do it. And also we did garage sailing and went to, all different kinds of secondhand stores and picked up used slips, made adjustments, added fabric in, and a lot of different things. We used lace curtains from Alco and Kmart at the beginning for some of the white outfits. And so what you see today is the kids are really having an opportunity to use professional grade level things that we are able to get have gotten not only directly from Mexico, but there's a large distributor in Texas that she is able to order. And so we have a lot more authentic stuff. But at the beginning, the enthusiasm and the effort of the kids to, get started, I'm just very pleased. And I'm sorry you haven't been able to get in touch with some of our beginning dancers because they now have their own kids and some of them have also seen their nieces and nephews and little brothers and sisters get involved and been impressed with it.
That's come out a lot, too, that it's generational, that, I'm wearing my cousin's skirt that she wore, or, you know, my brother did this, or my, you know, and the fact that you said that moms and grandmas were involved in sewing the costumes at the beginning, I think, is a wonderful draw, you know, draws the community into what the project is.
And, and gives them a reason, you know, to be able to not only to go and see their kids, but tell their friends and their, you know, we had different generations of people coming to see these performances.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to share about your experience with Azteca?
I really enjoyed the interaction with the kids. You know, when you get a group of high school students together from different families, different backgrounds, things, there's always going to be conflict and a need for some conflict resolution, a need for some, you know, understanding, a need for respect, and a need for whether you like this person or not, their dance skills are something that you need to acquire. Or whether you like this person or not, they have good dance skills and they need to learn from you. And so them being able to teach each other and being able to realize, you know, as some of the older ones came back and saw the dancers, that the young dancers that are coming in are like you were at the beginning. They have no idea. And they are, they're 14, 15-year-olds. They aren't mature. And so, you know, that understanding and stuff has been a really good positive. I also think that that positiveness with the Azteca Dance Troupe kids spilled over into the classroom. I began teaching years ago Spanish for native speakers because having Spanish speakers in Spanish 1 and 2, it was a snooze class for them. And I wanted to up the ante for them. And so the school district allowed me to get that program started. And being able to, the dancers oftentimes were some of the kids that would get less frustrated with having to learn the correct language skills and stuff. And being able to, you know, have them have something other than just school to be involved with. It really... I saw their interest in learning in a positive manner, and seeing Spanish not as something we do at home or I do with grandma, and that's it, as a practical skill that you know can be used in the workforce and stuff, and with some of the kids we also had in dance troupe, they were brought here by their parents. And they have, a lot of them had no legal stance anywhere. Mm-hmm. They weren't legal anymore in Mexico. They weren't legal here. They were a non-entity. And dance troupe gave them that, an identity, something positive, something that they could work for that got kudos from the community at large. And I think that really helped bridge that emptiness, and it also kept kids in school that would have otherwise not would have dropped out and said, "What's the use? I won't be able to work when I get out of high school anyway because I don't have any papers and stuff." And giving them thing is that education is education, and there are some of the kids who. Came through dance troupe, but are now have gotten finished their education in Mexico, mm-hmm. and have gotten jobs and are working and stuff. And so, I think it really had a mental "I can" type of experience for a lot of the kids.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing with us. If you think of anything else, you're welcome to get back in touch with me.